New South Wales should have a new Premier later today. Liberal MPs will meet this afternoon to accept Barry O'Farrell's resignation and elect his successor. Treasurer Mike Baird is firming as the front-runner. The Transport Minister Gladys Berejiklian is also a main contender. A US warship is this morning joining the search for survivors of a ferry that sank off South Korea's coast. Around 300 passengers still unaccounted for, many of them students who were on an excursion to a resort island. Six people are confirmed dead so far and more than 150 have been rescued. Police are this morning hunting a man who stabbed his de facto partner to death outside a busy shopping centre in Melbourne's west. The mother of four was attacked in front of one of their sons in a street in Sunshine. Police say the man has a history of domestic violence. There's been an outbreak of dengue fever among asylum seekers at the Australian-run detention centre in Nauru. Two detainees and a worker have contracted the virus, which is transmitted by mosquitoes. A spokesman for the Immigration Minister says the three have been isolated for treatment. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will spend the first full day of their Australian tour in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. Prince William and Kate will meet volunteer firefighters and residents who are still recovering from last year's devastating bushfires.